Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
It's all about God's will, God's plan. And nothing says it more than the readings today. And I don't know if you're out there reading the daily readings, but I would encourage everyone to sign up at usccb.org and get the daily readings sent to you. Because for me, it truly helps every day. God speaks to me. I've said it before. The more you read the Word, the more the Word reads you. And today, I dove into Scripture before what the reading was and after what the reading was, so I can kind of put myself in more context. And the cool thing about the usccb.org site is there are little asterisks and other numbers and things that reference other parts of the Bible, Old and New Testament, and the asterisks give you a little explanation. So it's like a study guide kind of thing that helps you along the way. And I encourage everyone to read without listening to anyone else's interpretation. Just read and hear what God is trying to tell you. So let me read today, because it's pretty powerful. And I think a lot of people are in this kind of mode right now. I'm not going to read the Psalms. It's just going to be the first, second reading. And then I'm going to end with the Alleluia, because that's really the point. Okay, this is Numbers chapter 11. And it starts with verse 4. But there are a few verses above that, which in summary is all the people were whining and complaining. All they have is manna. We want meat. We're hungry. They're whining and complaining to Moses. And God got ticked off. And he was so ticked off that he ended up burning around the camps, setting fire everywhere. And people were freaking out because obviously they're surrounded by fire. They're probably thinking that they're going to burn up as well. Oh, no, no, no. We're sorry, Lord. We're sorry, Lord. And he puts the fire out. And then only to turn around and do this. The children of Israel lamented, "Ah, what that we had meat for food. We remember the fish we used to eat without cost in Egypt, and the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks, the onions and garlic. But now we are famished. We see nothing before us but this manna." Manna was like coriander seed and had the color of resin. When they had gone about and gathered it up, the people would grind it between millstones or pound it in a mortar and then cook it in a pot and make it into loaves, which tastes like cakes made with oil. At night, when the dew fell upon the camp, the manna also fell. When Moses heard the people, family after family, crying at the entrance of their tents, so that the Lord became very angry, he was grieved. This is Moses talking to the Lord. "Why do you treat your servant so badly?" Moses asked the Lord. Why are you so displeased with me that you burden me with all these people? Was it I who conceived all these people? Or was it I who gave them birth, that you tell me to carry them at my bosom like a foster father carrying an infant to the land that you have promised under oath to their fathers? Where can I get meat to give to all this people? For they are crying to me. Give us meat for our food. I cannot carry all this people by myself, for they are too heavy for me. If this is the way you will deal with me, then please do me the favor of killing me at once, so that I need no longer face this distress. How often do we feel that way? Maybe we feel like we have the burden of the world on us. Or, for that matter, that we're looking at God and wondering, what in the heck are you going to do here? I'm in dire straits. We're starving. If you continue on, because that's the end of the reading, and you go back into Numbers and you read, you will see that God's like, all right, I'm going to give you meat, not just for one day, for 7 days, for 20 days, but for a whole month, so that the meat is coming out of your nostrils. Can you imagine? Let's picture that. Meat coming out of your nostrils. Like, I'm going to give you so much meat, you're going to be sick of meat. And that's the thing. We're always unsatisfied in some way. And I think the best part, let me just keep reading, is what I'm going to summarize at the end, what I really heard God telling me, and maybe telling me to tell you. So if you go down to the gospel, which is Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 through 21, when Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew himself in a boat and to a deserted place by himself. Poor Jesus, he just wanted to go mourn for John the Baptist all by himself. But the crowds heard of this and they followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "Hey, this is a deserted place, and it's already late. Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. So if you think about some of the scholars, they've said there were probably 20,000 people there, and it was a deserted place. Let's go back to the desert. God is providing them manna every day so that they can eat. And the word of the Lord is coming through Moses, through the column. The next part of Numbers after the reading goes into Moses saying, you know, I don't have enough sheep or oxen to feed like 600,000 soldiers. And that's just the soldiers. Like, how is this going to happen? And then God brought, you know, these pigeons, not pigeons. I can't remember what the bird is. Pigeons. Let's just call them pigeons. They're not pigeons. Can't remember the bird. But they, you know, and they came around the camp, and then he, you know, started to say, okay, gather 70 elders and I'll give them your spirit. And so the end part of this whole thing that wraps it up for me is the Alleluia, which is Matthew 4:4. One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. When was this said? Who said this? Jesus. When he was being tempted in the desert by Satan.
Satan in the previous verse said, hey, you're starving. Take this rock and turn it into bread. And Jesus says, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. And what this really means is Jesus, who is God, says, I'm only going to do the Father's will. I could turn that rock into bread. But if God wants me to, if the Father wants me to have bread, he will give me bread. All of this, people in the desert, Jesus in the desert, the people in a deserted place with Jesus, hungry, God has provided for them with manna, with multiplying the loaves and fishes. And by not giving Jesus bread, Jesus was completely submissive to God's will. And that is the point of what I think all of us are struggling with right now, is what is going on in the world and what do we want? And it does come down to surrendering to God's will. How do you do that? You offer yourself every day as his servant. We are to know, to love, and to serve God. So every day, we should offer ourselves to God, surrender our will to his, and ask him what he wants us to do today. And I heard today the word of God. Read the word of God. And it intrigued me to the point that I actually dove into the readings before and after what was published and would be read in daily mass today to really understand more about, okay, where was this in the Bible? What was happening before and after? And then I continued reading on with the, you know, the punishment of Miriam. And it's the Bible is the best soap opera ever. And I cannot take that, I take credit for that like little saying or that little quote that was from Father Richard Simon. He's a retired priest now, but he's a radio host on Relevant Radio. And it's so true. The Bible should be speaking to us and the word of the Lord should be prophesying and showing us what is going to happen. And all too often, we let other people tell us what is going to happen, or they interpret the book for us. And I think that that is the solid part of Catholicism, is that tradition and the word and the translation is all kind of wrapped up into one kind of meaning. But I really want to encourage you to read and not listen to an interpretation or a homily about the gospel or about, you know, the Old Testament or even the Psalms. Let God speak to you and you alone. It's your relationship with him. He's speaking to you differently. You may read the readings and come out with something else that he wants you to do today, or how he wants you to change, or to love, or to surrender. So let's focus on the Lord's will and surrender like Jesus, who had the power to change that rock into bread. And let's Reflect on all the people that Jesus fed who were hungry, and all of the thousands, if not millions, of people in the desert, even after they were being burned, and not being burned themselves, but around their camps there was fire, they were still complaining to God. I always go back to Romans 8:28. And we know that all good comes from those who serve and love God for his purpose. So let's ask God today, how can we serve you? And how can we surrender to your will and accept everything that's going on in our lives at this moment and live today as loving, grateful, holy servants? That means keeping God the center of our lives, spending some time with him, giving him that currency of our time and our love, hearing and listening to what we're supposed to be doing today, speaking and talking to him all day long, so that we can love ourselves and love our neighbors. It's a heavy one for a Monday or a Tuesday, depending on where you are. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.